All right, the Reds, it's another episode of Three Strikes. If you've not heard this show before, we pick out three things that are being talked about in the news, hot topics, if you like, not necessarily Liverpool related. This time around, we are going for Harry Kane, which, of course, remains top of the football agenda. We're going to talk about PSG too, who, after already signing Lionel Messi, are now talking about signing Paul Pogba as well. And last of all, we are going to talk about referees, believe it or not, because we think we can maybe be a little bit positive about them. But Harriet, going to start with you on Harry Kane. What do you make of the situation?
Oh, I think it's just a bit of a shitstorm, isn't it? A lot of different factors that have made it not a great situation. I find it a bit strange that he's trying to pedal back for it and still putting sort of statements out on Twitter and trying to justify his actions, when I think he should either just lay low for a while or just come out and be clear about his motives and what he's trying to do, because he doesn't want to be there anymore. And that's like, if you're just coming out and you're being upfront about that, I'd rather that as a Tottenham fan than him saying, oh no, there's reasons I wasn't at training, there's reasons I wasn't in the matchday squad. I mean, maybe there is, and maybe they are all justified, and maybe he will just end up saying like nothing's ever happened. But I find that situation a bit difficult to see. I think it's sad for them, because obviously he's come through Tottenham's academy. He's their star man. He has been there for so many years. And he talks about wanting to not do anything to jeopardise that relationship with the fans. And I'm struggling to see how he's not going to do that now.
Yeah, Joel, I think Harriet touched on something there. Like, the sort of the PR around a footballer when they decide to do something like this. Like, who falls for it for a second? Do you know what I mean? Like, all the other England players have managed to come back to training, and just Harry can't. Do you know what I mean? And like, oh yeah, I'm still committed to talk. You know, everyone knows the game he's playing, and it's almost like, you know, don't even try to dress it up. We know what you're doing. We know what you're trying to do. And trying to say it's something different. Well, you know, please.
Yeah, I think it's very sour, and I know we've seen this play out umpteen amount of times before with previous footballers at previous clubs. We even had it ourselves to a degree with Philip Coutinho, didn't we, 4 years ago? So we know the dance. We've bought players off the back of these actions, and I think with Harry Kane, you expected a bit more decorum from him, because he's England captain. He's one of Tottenham's greatest goal scorers now. He wasn't far behind Jimmy Greaves, I think, in the standings. You know, there was a chance of him to become an all-time club legend. He's always been one of their own, as they sing. And I just think, I don't know what's driving it. You would have expected more from him, but maybe I suppose he's getting to a point where he's had enough. He can't stomach the thought of a season in the Europa Conference League, and to be honest, I don't blame him in that regard, because apart from the fans, who fancies going to Albania for a Thursday night delight, you know what I mean? So I think it is, he's just playing every tactic in the book now to get out. But I read something on Sunday from Jonathan Norcroft that he was set to stay one more season, so I don't know who's right and who's telling the truth and who's telling lies at the minute. I think it's a bit of brinksmanship on all parties, and maybe he's trying to play a bit of a game with Daniel Levy, so this all plays out now, but come this time next season, he'll get his wish, he'll get his move. But then, however, as you've mentioned in the preamble, this time next year, Mbappe's out of contract, Haaland might be available for a cheaper price, Kane's another year older, he's 29, will his ankles hold up as he gets a year older? He's prone to injuries, so the value of Kane decreases a little bit this time next year. So for him, I can understand why he wants to get out now, but whether that means he does get out or not is another situation entirely.